I don't know what I'm supposed to say, but we've been watching something for over an hour, and I tried to get the number for our local UFO group, and no one seems to have it.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay, would you like to describe what you're looking at?
Well, it looks so much like the things you see in the cartoon, really. It looks rather, the best I can describe it, is sort of like a plate.
Yes.
With an upside-down bowl on top, and it's got three lights. One's red, one's green, and one's white.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they're standing still, and sometimes they're revolving around real fast. And it gets, sometimes it's brighter, and sometimes it's not as bright. And over a period of about an hour and 15 minutes, it has moved very little. It has moved a little further away from us, and a little to the right, which we're looking east to see it.
I see. Okay. Now, what color is the object itself?
Well, I tell you, when it was started out, you could see the colors real bright, but you couldn't see the metal part of it.
Or yes.
But we have several pair of binoculars. Oh, my daughter said there's a little one back again. But anyway, it looks like it's throwing off kind of fiery spark. That sounds kind of peculiar, but it only looks that way through one pair of binoculars.
Yes.
So the rest of them, all you can see is the light. And they've been sending out planes, I mean, out to going up in that direction. But it's way up in the sky.
Okay, now, there's the three colored lights.
Right.
And these are attached to this object, right? This object with the bowl on top?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, but what color is the object itself?
Well, it would be, I just wouldn't know. The brightest color that we see is the white.
Oh, okay. Okay. And this has been rather stationary?
Yes, it hasn't moved that much an hour, except, like I said, to get a little higher in the sky and further away from us, but it's been more or less standing still.
Okay, now, how would you compare that object in size in relation to a full moon?
Oh, my. It's very, very small.
Much smaller. Okay.
Oh, yes. It's more like a star.
Uh-huh.
Only, in fact, anybody that's just walking out there and would see it now with the naked eye, it would look almost like a star except for the flashing.
I see. And there's only one of those out there?
Well, when they first started watching it, my husband and my kids saw it first. They said it was moving along in the sky and then sort of backed up. A little one.
Uh-huh.
And now they said they saw another little one.
Okay. What color are these little ones?
What color is the little one? She said it's a little one, sort of like the big one, only it's more green on it.
Okay. Now, what time did you first spot those?
It was about 5 or 10 until 8.
Okay. Now, can you tell me in degrees how far that would be above the horizon, or approximately how far?
Well, it's hard to say. I was trying to tell my mother, let's see, like the ground down and the straight up above me. Well, it's not halfway up.
Okay.
From straight above, you know.
Right, okay. That would be less than 45 degrees then.
Yes.
About 40 degrees, okay. Would you, in your estimate, say that it was quite far away?
Yes, now especially.
Okay. How many witnesses there?
Four.
Do these smaller objects, are they operating closer to the larger object?
Well, you see, that happened since I came in and before I went out, so I'll have to ask my daughter.
Okay.
Is that little one, is it pretty close to the big one? Or where is it at? She said it's lower to the ground.
Okay. And where did you get our number?
From the police station.
Police, okay. Okay, well, we sure appreciate this report, and we're going to check it out, and if we come up with any information on this, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, I'm just kind of interested, but, everybody around here tried to laugh at me, so I didn't want to call them. But I just wanted you to know in case anything,
Right.
It would help you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.